Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about Piedmont at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Very pleased to have with us today a gentleman by the name of Richard Colley. He's with a brand new company here in Rock Hill, so brand new they're not even operating yet. It's called Arrival Automotive. And when I heard about this, I said, producer, we need to get this company on the airwaves because this is fascinating technology. And we're going to learn about it here together on our Straight Talk program today. So, Richard, welcome to Straight Talk. How are you?
Yeah, thanks so much. It's good to be here.
Now, you notice he doesn't have a southern accent. He has a southern England accent, right?
I do, yes.
Tell us a little bit about you, if you would.
Yeah, for sure. So I grew up in the UK, in the Midlands, so in the UK auto industry. So Jaguar, Land Rover, Aston Martin for the first decade of my career. I then came out to the US about 10 years ago, out to the San Francisco Bay Area, and I worked at Tesla and Apple, and then about 2 years at Arrival, actually as the first Arrival employee in the US. And so my role is public policy and regulatory affairs. And so I have teams that, first of all, make sure our vehicles are safe. We make sure that they're compliant so we can sell them around the world. And then I also then have a policy and a government affairs team. And this is really where my work began within Rock Hill, as we started to identify our U.S. headquarter locations and our first microfactory locations, which is in Rock Hill.
Okay, so much to ask you about. Number one, none of us know anything about Arrival Automotive. Mm-hmm. What is it that you produce? What do you do?
So we're taking a step back from how vehicle manufacturers have traditionally designed and built vehicles. And so the large OEMs, this has been, you design a vehicle, you have a large multi-million square foot facility that you then produce them in a long moving production line. So what Henry Ford pioneered 100 years ago. But this has resulted in very inflexible vehicles that you need a lot of investment and you need a lot of time to bring this to market. And they're also relatively expensive, especially when you start talking about electrification, that all of the vehicles are now moving towards battery electric. And so at Arrival, we started from a blank sheet because our founder about 5 years ago decided, like buses and commercial vehicles, that they're expensive, they're smelly. We really need to inject some of that innovation into this commercial space. And so we've developed a range of technologies, everything from materials. We've got a very modular-based vehicle, and so we can design vehicles specifically for our fleet customers, whether that is a van that would be maybe for a UPS or an Amazon, or a bus. And so this all then goes into a microfactory, which is a way that we use a more of a robotic manufacturing process that builds these vehicles up in stages. It then allows us to make these vehicles in a much smaller footprint. And so our facility in Rock Hill is about 200,000 square feet, which is the equivalent in the auto industry would be about 2 million square feet. And it's also a $50 million investment, not a billion-dollar investment. And so this allows us to utilize an existing warehouse, which is what our Rock Hill facility is. We can then retrofit it with our manufacturing robots, hire the 240 people within a relatively short time. And then we can start producing buses and vans for the local market very, very quickly.
All right, so let me go back. First thing you need for a vehicle, whether it be a big vehicle or a small vehicle, is some kind of a chassis.
Yes.
Now, do you bring that in from somebody else produce that for you?
So we make everything, we're very vertically integrated, and okay. So most of what you see on the bus is designed and then manufactured by Arrival. So Certain things we do bring in from suppliers, like brake pads and brake rotors. Like, we don't do these ourselves, but all of the chassis is like an aluminum space frame. So this is the type of technology that you would see more in a modern passenger vehicle, not in a bus, where you have a large steel heavy frame. And then we've designed a composite material that we then use for the exterior and the interior of the vehicles. And then all these panels will be produced inside our Rock Hill facility.
I'm sure that you have seen the MyRide buses in Rock Hill, which are totally electric, produced somewhere, I think, over in the Spartanburg-Greenville area. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of thing that you'll produce here?
Yes. Yeah. So we'll have a 40-foot battery electric transit bus. I think compared to some of our competitors, some of the main advantages that we have, the vehicle's a lot lighter because we've designed it from the ground up, and it's all aluminum and this composite material. It's about 8,000 pounds lighter than the competitors. So if you have a lighter vehicle, means that you have a longer range for less batteries. And so ultimately, what this means is that we can offer a battery electric transit bus that is much nearer to the cost of a diesel bus, where right now batteries are still relatively expensive. It means that the electric buses are still very expensive. So all of our approaches to manufacturing, to making things ourselves, lightweighting so that we don't have to put as many batteries in, means that we can start to compete with diesel bus prices. But with the benefits you get with electric buses is you don't have as much service and maintenance, because you're not replacing brake pads and oil and fluid. Also, electricity is a lot cheaper than diesel, and so your total cost of ownership is a lot lower. And so if we compare that with a cheaper bus up front, it's really an economic no-brainer. It means that we can start to sell these throughout the US and throughout the world. Diesel buses and diesel vans, they contribute a lot of pollution to local communities. And so we're really making sure that we're working with community leaders so that we can deploy these in areas that would otherwise be disproportionately affected by the emissions that they cause.
So Arrival has had a lot of growth in a very short period of time, have you not?
We have. So from founded in 2015, we're now almost 2,000 people globally. We have offices in the UK. We have offices in several European cities. And then in the US, we now have, from when I joined as the first employee 2 years ago, we now have about 60 people in the US, with a growing amount in the Charlotte region. Our headquarters up in Charlotte is going to have about 200 people by the end of next year, and Rock Hill will have another 240 technicians and craftsmen that will help to manufacture our buses. So we really invest in, this is our home in the US. It's where we're going to build up our operations from. Everything we do in the rest of the US will all be based on our work in Rock Hill and the surrounding area.
And so what was it that caused you all to select Rock Hill and Charlotte?
So we were looking, obviously working for a European company, being on the Eastern time zone is priority. Myself living in California, the time difference is tough sometimes. So we wanted to be on the East Coast. As we were starting to then narrow down, we were looking for locations that had a good automotive industry, a good set of supply chain, a good workforce, also good cost of living and good access to education. So really, Rock Hill and Charlotte were sort of the top of the list as we were looking up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And then I think South Carolina and Rock Hill really sold it, as you have a number of other manufacturers in the state, and so we can leverage a lot of that infrastructure that's already in place.
It doesn't hurt to have a port of Charleston and a great big major airport.
Absolutely. So I flew here, direct from San Francisco, and we're going to be bringing in folks from London as soon as we can. Again, direct London to Charlotte. So it's really great to have such a local home, and it's been incredibly welcoming from everybody.
I'm sure that there were plenty of communities who were trying to romance you to come locate there versus here. You'll be glad to know that this is where the world begins and ends, right here in Rock Hill. So you picked the right place.
I'm getting that impression already.
But in terms of, we talk a lot about the importance of being competitive with the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. And I know you get incentive packages, from the state of South Carolina, from York County, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Those are critical, are they not, to your decision making?
they certainly help to help us accelerate our operations. It helps us to accelerate the sales of our vehicles. I think what we've always focused on is that electrifying a transportation system shouldn't cost you the world. It should be competitive with the existing like diesel models. And so we've really focused all of our technology on being able to hit that price parity with diesel. And so you can rely less and less on what the federal government are doing, what state governments are doing. So it helps, and then it just helps us accelerate. So that's how we view incentives.
You know, the other thing is quality of life. I know that's mm-hmm. important to any employer setting up shop wherever they are.
Yep.
And I guess that was a no-brainer when you take a look at what's going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so access to good schools. You've got obviously the city and the, like these areas. There's so much happening here. There's like great communities, great house prices, great healthcare. There's just so much here that I certainly don't get in San Francisco where I am. The dollar per square foot is a little bit more challenging, and so really being able to attract people to the region. And also, there's more and more tech companies you'll find are coming here. Apple and Google and all of these companies are coming to this region now because of the same areas.
You know, I want them to hear it from you, not from me. But let's just say that you found a nice house here in the Rock Hill area, and let's say it was $250,000. I don't know what size that would buy you. You know, a 2,500 square foot house, mm-hmm. something like that. That same house in San Francisco, if you could find one, would cost, what do you think?
A 2,500 square foot in San Francisco, you're looking at $2.5 million if you're lucky. It's different. And so again, like we need to be targeting outside of those big areas. So the Californians and New York, there's great. There's obviously a lot of money in these areas, a lot of investment, but really we want to make sure that we're bringing this sort of the economic benefits of what we're doing to communities across the U.S. And so these microfactories, Rock Hill is going to be the first of many in the U.S. Ultimately, we would love one in every single metro area, in every single state. But again, these are small, low investment where we can produce buses and vans for that local market. It means we can have a much more positive impact on a lot more communities across the U.S. And so again, Rock Hill is that first that we're working out. How do we engage with that community? How do we build up workforce development? How do we make sure that people get the training and the support that they need? How do we make sure that we can deploy our vehicles here so that they see the benefits as well?
So let's talk about this whole business about electric vehicles, because mm-hmm. one of the biggest challenges, and it's a challenge that I think the industry is meeting, they're getting better and better and better, is the whole issue of batteries. Mm-hmm. And can you come up with the battery technology that will at one point equate to what you can get with a fuel-driven automobile? Mm-hmm. Where are we on that?
So there's a number of different approaches. And so at Arrival, we're using a standard lithium-ion cell that most of the vehicle manufacturers use. Obviously, the biggest market for this is in Asia right now. But you have seen investment both in South Carolina and others, where these big companies like LG Chem and others are investing in the U.S. now to use local lithium mines, to use local critical minerals to build up those cells here. And so the cost is coming down. It's coming down over the last 10 years. The cost has come down immensely. We then package these up into a very modular battery pack that we can then install in each of our vehicles. We've also designed this so that as our researchers and as the universities and these advanced developers of new technologies are coming up with new technologies that increase how fast you can charge that cell, how long it will last, how much range you can get for the vehicle, we can then drop that back into our existing design without having to re-engineer the entire vehicle. I think for range, the important thing is to have a vehicle that is a lot lighter. Where right now, that's why we're focused on lightweighting the vehicle so that it is significantly lighter, which means we can compete on range with diesel vehicles. Charging technology is also rapidly improving, whether you charge in a depot, whether you have an on-route charging station at a bus stop. There are so many different technologies now that as we work with different transit agencies and different fleets, there is always a solution that works for them. And so we help work through the needs and then help to identify the technologies, the specifications that they would need for their unique duty cycle.
You know, as we get into more of these electric cars, the other issue is if you build all these electric vehicles, you got to have places where people can plug in. Mm-hmm. and charge them up. We're not there yet. Now, large bus depots, yes, you got that. Mm-hmm. We have it here in Rock Hill. But for the average person who has an electric car, if you're trying to go from coast to coast, you're going to have a problem. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, range anxiety is still still a concern, especially in different parts of the country. We're working with utilities. So we have a good relationship with Duke Energy and a number of others, where we help to understand how can we start to install charging stations in more and more locations so that people can get access to them. So when we start selling our van product, again, these are going to be with delivery vans, so they're not always going to be charged in the depot. And so we really need to start to think about how do we prioritize public charging as well, whether that's just a faster DC fast charge or whether it's your lower rate where you maybe need a few more hours. Again, there's a lot of technologies that can be utilized for every single use case, but it takes a lot of money. This is where I think what's happening in the federal government and some of the bills that are being proposed, this is going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars to really roll this out across the US. And so there's going to be some federal money. We also then need to work with local utilities, local governments, to make sure that, and private companies, to make sure that we can fund this so that people don't have that range anxiety.
Fascinating. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, as we have mentioned, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical way we do it, we're going to put an international flair on it today at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410-646.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning, and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Richard Colley is with us. He's with Arrival Automotive, a brand new industry right here in Rock Hill. They're going to be creating about 250 jobs here, making a huge investment, about $50 million. And they've got a place over in Legacy East, which is a brand-new business park right there off of I-77. So you obviously, Richard, you worked with David Swenson at York County Economic Development, and I'm sure you guys have become good friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, David and team have been incredibly supportive, as have the Rock Hill Mayor's office. We've had a number of great conversations, and also with the South Carolina State. So where we are today with the facility, we've finished most of our renovations. And so we've updated some of the electrical equipment. It's all painted. And now over the summer, we're going to be installing all of our manufacturing equipment. And so this is a number of robots, a number of assembly stations, all of our composite panel manufacturing area. And so this will all be brought in now over the next several months. And then towards the end of the year, this is when we'll then start to hire that first shift of folks, so about 125 people to start with. And then we'll start that commissioning process, so making sure everything is calibrated and working as intended, ready to start producing 40-foot battery electric transit buses at the end of the year.
So you think you're going to be rolling them out by the end of this year?
At the end of this year, the facility will be running. We'll be running some pilot builds through there. These won't be saleable vehicles, but these will be vehicles that we can finish our testing and just to make sure that all the manufacturing process is working correctly. Because this is the first arrival facility anywhere in the world. We have some in the UK that have been developed, but actually the Rock Hill one is going to be the first of its kind.
What about the other countries where you have facilities? You're not producing there? I mean, you mentioned...
We're not producing. Right now, we're in this final stage of finishing our van design, okay, our bus design. So we're in that validation period now, making sure that they're safe, that they're reliable. And so we're not producing vehicles for any customers at this stage.
Goodness.
Everything happens at the end of the year.
Wow. You're right. That's a huge, huge investment by Arrival to have all these plants up and operating, and you're trying to bring all these vehicles on at one time. Woo! Good.
I think we're doing it in a way that's more sensible. It's like this wasn't a billion-dollar investment that you may have seen some of the other big manufacturers announce, where it does take 6 months to a year just to build a facility. Like, the facility exists, and now we're just retrofitting it with our equipment. So the idea is to get from a lease signing to producing vehicles within 6 months. It's a little bit longer for this first time, but it's the first time that anybody's done this.
And so now, do you lease these vehicles or you sell these vehicles?
It will be a combination of both. And
okay.
So it will be a combination of public and private companies. And so it will be with transit agencies and like municipal fleets, but then also with UPS is our first largest customer on the van. And so they're going to be taking 10,000 of our van products with the option to order another 10,000. And now we're working with the transit agencies across the United States on selling our transit bus.
My God, 10,000 to start with. That's a bunch.
It was. It was a huge confidence builder from them. I say they were one of our first investors, and then taking such a large order. And so these vehicles are going to be deployed in this region. Hopefully, next time you have a UPS package at the end of this year, early next year, it should be arrive in an arrival van. And then if you hopefully jump onto one of the local bus routes, it will be an arrival bus.
I was going to say, being here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, where we have My Ride, I'm sure they're going to be changing out buses or adding buses or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'll be competing for that business as well.
Absolutely. And I think we have a very compelling product. Not only that we're trying to reduce the price significantly, we also have a lot of the support systems in the back. So we have everything is connected to the cloud. And so we can send software updates. We can collect information. We have fleet management systems. We have a whole range of things that you would expect more on a Tesla. But we're bringing all of that same technology into buses and vans and commercial vehicles. The bus, my favorite things on the bus is that the outside we have 2 foot high advertising screens all the way around, so we can have like normal things like your route number, but then local businesses and the county and the cities can also do local advertising through this. And it's also just a very modern bus. It's the inside is very clean and nice design. We even have a glass roof because we don't put batteries on the roof, they're all in the floor. So we're trying to get as many people into a bus. I honestly never thought that I would say it was cool to work for a bus company, but Arrival is really changing this. Our design team is impressive with what they've been able to come up with.
Does your website have designs that people can see?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to arrival.com, and then you'll see all of our products. So as well as the bus that will be made in Rock Hill, we've got the van that's made just south of the Charlotte Airport. We also announced recently a partnership with Uber, and we're actually going to be designing a rideshare vehicle as well in the coming years. And so really using all of our technology, everything that we've learned over the last 5 or 6 years, and now starting to put them into these different commercial applications.
So the setup, as you point out, getting this facility ready to run,
mm-hmm.
You have a team of people from Arrival that have come here to do that?
And people that we've hired, that we've hired locally here as well. And so we have a growing workforce. We're currently working with a lot of high schools, community colleges, some of the universities in the Rock Hill, the York County area, to make sure that we're hiring the right people, we're giving them the right training, and then hiring, and we'll have more and more opportunities come online in the next year or so.
So I imagine you're working with York Technical College?
We are, yes. York Technical College, we've had conversations with Clemson, with others, and so, and also then working with the school districts, and then, the guys at York County and within Rock Hill have been helping to make these connections, and so my team is developing those workforce development programs and community engagement.
You know, I know we have here in the Rock Hill School District, we have the Applied Technology Center out here that has got all kinds of programs that are here. I'm sure they would love to sit down and talk with you if you haven't talked with them already.
Yeah, I think we're already having those conversations. Again, it was one of those data points, those we were finding a home for the U.S. That's what drew us here because, again, the pipeline of talent here is impressive. And so this is what we need. We're not just looking for welders and some more of the traditional crafts. Like, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for people to get the training to learn how to program the robots, to learn how to work with our composite material. And so we've really got a big upskilling program as well. And then with services as well, like somebody's going to have to service these battery electric buses and vans. And so we'll be working to help give people that training so that more and more people can work on them once they're operational.
But as you pointed out at the beginning of the program, one of the advantages of these electric vehicles is there's less maintenance required because you don't have a gas-driven engine that requires a bunch of oil and spark plugs and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, it's a much simpler service, but it's more electronic as well. So people need to understand some of the computer systems and some of the coding and things that we use on there. So again, we get to work now with colleges and high schools to make sure people have those skills.
So the actual engine technology, is that a rival's or is that you're using somebody else's engines?
Yeah, all that has been developed ourselves. So we have, depending on the product, it has anywhere between 1 and 3 electric motors. So this is something that has been designed by Arrival engineers and will be manufactured by Arrival engineers in certain facilities around the world. And then we've designed all of the battery system. So we use a cell from one of the large battery manufacturers, but this then gets packaged into battery packs with all of the cooling, the electronics, all of the structure there. And again, that's all designed and will be manufactured by Arrival.
So an order comes in. Once you're up and operational and you've worked out all the bugs, how long will it take you to build a bus here in Rock Hill from beginning to end with this micro factory system you have?
Yeah, so we're looking to, a micro factory can produce about 1,000 buses per year.
So
that's the peak capacity, and again, like the system is very flexible, and so we can half this. 1,000 is about where we cap out, and so again, once we have more and more orders, we're not going to have a backlog of months or even years that sometimes it takes to deploy buses. We can be relatively flexible and produce them and get them into customers' hands a lot quicker than some of the other bus manufacturers.
Wow. That's impressive. 1,000 a year.
1,000 per year.
Gosh, that's 20 buses a week.
There we go. there's a huge demand for electric buses.
Obviously, you've got plenty of customers knocking on the door.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, Richard, our time has run out. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for selecting Rock Hill, South Carolina, and the Charlotte region to be here. I think you're going to love living here. I think you're going to love it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And say the welcome that we've had into the region has been amazing. So
Rock Hill and York County have got plenty to offer everybody. Great. Okay, so that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We're going to tell you once again how this is all done, give you the international flavor nice and loud now, Richard. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, nice, slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
I love that. Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.